We end up in Lamed Heyam and Bain, starting Perek HaChelet. HaChelet Hu Yevimtai V'Nimtai Mu'uberes. Person gave Chalitza to the Yevomer, and B'Shas Maisa, he was unaware that she was Mu'uberes. And V'Nimtai Mu'uberes, later we found out she was Mu'uberes. V'Yolda, then eventually she gave birth. B'Zman Shavlat Shel Kayomom. If the child was a live child, so we see that she was not a skukele yibum, she wasn't skukele chalitze, is hu muta b'kreive yisel, even though the din is the kreives chalutza or asmi d'rabona, but this wasn't a chalitze. B'hi muteres b'kreivo b'loi posla min akune. Also a chalutze is posel l'kuhunu mi d'rabona. But again, this wasn't a chalitza. There was no need for the chalitza since l'maise she had a vlad shel kayom. Ein havlad shel kayom. But what is if she was mapel this vlad? Who also b'kray v'yseho? So then the chalitza creates an isekrayvitz. V'hi asure b'kray vav. U'posla min hakohune. And also, she's also the kohune. That is, if he made a chalitza and a mu'uberes. Hakoynes es yevimtoi v'nimtzeis mu'uberes v'yolda. What is if he was miyabim v'yevome? And then later we found out that she's mu'uberes. Bizman shavlad shel kayoma. If later she had a vlad shel kayoma. Is yoytzi, is mechuyev to be perish himself from her. He's not allowed to be with her. This is an anashis ach sheyesh labonim. V'chayovim b'kolben. And both of them are chayiv and a kolben. They were boil b'shoigik. He was boil b'shoigik anashis ach. Bim ein v'lad shel kayome. But if she was mapel the yubel, yikayim. Then the loche is yikayim. Sofik ben tisha l'rishayin. Sofik ben shiva l'achayin. What is if she gave birth to a child? We do not know if this is a child from the maize, and he's a ben tisha, or this is a child from the yovam, and he's a ben shiva. They did not wait the correct amount of time in order to be mevara who the child is from. So now we have a suffix. Is yaitzi, he's not permitted to remain with her. Mr. Mahir will have to give her a get, misofik. Vahavlad kosher. But the child is memon of shech kosher. If it's the ben rishain, so it's the ben rishain. If it's not the ben rishain, it's the child of the yovam, so it comes out there was a mitzvah of yibum. So there was no eishesach. So it's also a kosher child. So memon of shech, the child is a kosher child. Vahayovim ba'oshem toli. But, they have to bring an Oshem Toli. There's a Sofik, was he Boil Anashis Ach Shalei B'Moki Mitzvah? Was he not Boil Anashis Ach? So he has to bring an Oshem, they have to bring an Oshem Toli. Let us see Rashi. Achelitz, whom Mutter B'Krei V'Yseho, the Lav Chalitze, this is not considered a Chalitze, the Holy Boy, but she doesn't need Chalitze, since Lemaise she ended up with a Vlad Shel Kayomet. Kreiva Yiseho Ukreiva, Meforosh Lakama Bemasnisen Hanoch de Nesoris al Heish Machmas Ishtoi, what is awesome, and a husband because of his wife, a Kreiva Shnesoma Leisha Machmas Bailo. Im Ein Avlad Shel Kayomo, Shahoyo Nefel, she was Mapo the Uber. The Chayovim Bekolbin, Shaboal Eishes Och Shalei Bemoke Mitzvah, Havlat kosher mimonifshah. Now let us see the Gemara. Itma. Hachoylitz lume'uberes vihipilo. Now we'll see there's a chilik in the lotion of this maimer and the lotion of the Mishneh. The Mishneh speaking about Hachoylitz liyevimtoi v'nimtzeis me'uberes. That means b'shas chalitze. They were unaware that she was Mu'uberes, and later we found out she was Mu'uberes. And the Gemara is speaking about Achilles Lumuberes. He knew that she was Mu'uberes. Taisvis, when we'll finish the sugya, we'll see Taisvis is Ma'ira on the Shinei Haloshin. Achilles Lumuberes Vehipila. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Eina Tzricha Chalitza Min Ha'achim. So Rabbi Yochanan says she does not need chalitza min ha'achim. That means this chalitza is a good chalitza. Lemaise, she was mapul. So lemaise, he died without, her husband died without children. So memela, the chalitza that was given b'shas, she was muberes, is a good chalitza. Reish Lakish Omar Tzricha Chalitza Min Ha'achim. Reish Lakish says that chalitza that was given b'shashi was muberes is not a good chalitza, and therefore she needs chalitza over again. The lashon chalitza min ha'achim, we'll see in Tosfos exactly what this means. If it's a hidur dafke from the other brothers, or he can also give chalitza again, that we'll see in Tosfos. But al kaponim, we hear v'amachlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, if the chalitza that was done before she was mapel, is that a good chalitza? Rabbi Yochanan Omar eino tzricha chalitza min ha'achim, chalitzas mu'uberes shmo chalitza. A chalitza of a muberes that was late raided mapel is a good chalitza. Ubiyas muberes shmo biyit, it's a good yibum. Reish Lakish Omar tzricha chalitza min ha'achim. Chalitzas mu'uberes loishmo chalitza, ubiyas mu'uberes loishmo bi, it is not a good chalitza, and it's not a good yibum. So here we have machloikis ameroim, what din applies to a chalitzas mu'uberes? That was later mapo. But my komifligi, so what is the machloikis? Iboyis eimo kro, viboyis eimo svor. So the Gemara says we have two ways to explain the machlokes. We could explain it with a svara. Could be it's a machlokes and svara. Could be it's a machlokes in how to translate a posik. Iboy yisayim a svara. Rab yoichen in sovar im yovei eliyo viyoyma dohodi abro mapuli mapolam. What would be, she's muberes now. What would be if Eliyahu Hanavi would come to us now and tell us, you know, this uber that she has in her, she's going to be mapul, this uber. So we hear from Eliyahu Hanavi that Lamaise, the mace will not have a ben shel kayome. Is milav bas chalitza v'yibumi. So now if Eliyahu Hanavi would tell us now this yediyah, so we hear from Eliyahu Hanavi that she's a lav basi, that she's a basi even v'chalitza. So hashda nami tigali milsalam afreya. So now that we don't have gili Eliyahu, but he chiyach soifay al tchilose. But now we see that lemaise the mace died without children. She was mapul the uber.
We don't say tigoli milse lemafreya.
Now, lechera, we have to understand what is pshat in Reish Lakish. Now, there's a yesoidistik ritve in our Gemara. Well, we'll come to Taisus, we'll see if Taisus is chaylik on the ritve or is maida to the ritve, but let's just say over the Ritva. The Ritva says, Amore de Kebio an Agamor. The Ritva says as follows, Bevadai, im bisho shecholets, when he gave a chalitza, lehoisa reuya lovoi lechlaleide. That means the matzav of the uber, bishas chalitza, was such that this uber will never be able to be born. This is an uber that is oimet to, it's not oimet to get born. Hahi ibu kemandales. So then that's not cool that she's muberes. She's muberes of an uber that's going eventually, that she's going to be mapo this uber.
V'chalitze she'cholet lo k'sheira. Then everyone holds this is a kosher chalitze. This is, that's not called, this is an ibu that's not roi leilet. So where, in which case is Reish Lakish speaking about? El di'iyu chayish, dilme ba'oysa sh'gu'uya hoysa leilet. Reish Lakish is chayish, maybe, b'shas when he gave chalitze, it was a healthy uber, and it was a medis lele. Elo shegoram lo acher kach goyrim lahapil. Something occurred later that was goyrim that to be mapul this uber. So bishas chalitze, it was a uber that's not, that was roy loledes. And a maise in Asidis later brought about that she couldn't be, that I was going to be mapu. V'chalitze demikore lav chalitze hi klal. So therefore this chalitze doesn't have a teiris chalitze. Why? Because b'shas chalitze, this maise in Asidis was not on this world yet. That means ba'asher u'shom, she's mu'uberes and uber shel kayome. And something later is going to change this matziv. So the later matziv cannot affect the chalitza that was done now. V'Rabbi Yochanan svirelei, so the Ritva said, what does Rabbi Yochanan hold? The chol shehi pila ein ha'ibor harishen klum. That since she was mapul, it doesn't matter. If she was oimed, bishas maise, the uber bishas maise was oimed lehapil, or the uber bishas maise was oimed to become born, in a later maise was geirim that she was mapul the uber. The chol shehi pila ein ha'ibor harishen klum. Now, Rab Shimon in Shara Yoisha wants to explain, so what is the machloikis? We have a machloikis of Amiroim. Rab Yochanan says it doesn't matter, even though the Uber was now an Uber Shel Kayome, but as long as Lamaisa later, she was Mapo the Uber, so it's a kosher chalitza. So he explains as follows. Rab Yochanan Sfirelei, the din zikas yibum ika achshav b'li shum hitstarfus shel mikre ha'asido. Rab Shimon says, ba'asher hushom, now, let's not talk about what's going to happen in Asidus. Now that she has an ibur, is there a din yibum this minute? So he says, Rabbi Yochanan holds this a din yibum this minute, mishum digam achshav kerinon uben ein loy. Right now, there's a din yibum. Because now he doesn't have a child. V'hol esloy. And he doesn't have the uber einoy nikra ben. So basher usham, there's no shayla whatsoever. Basher usham, she's a bas yibum and a bas chalitza. Basher usham, there's no ben. Verak lehepach. Im teile ben, if she'll give birth to a child, yishtane hadin levatel azika lemafrei. Then when she gives birth to a child, then we'll say, since we see that he eventually had a child, so then the asidis is mevatel the zika lemafreya. So then she'll become a lav bas yibum. That means the asidis can only make a lav bas yibum. But without asidis basher usham, she is a bas yibum. Umishimhochi amrinin im yovu yeliyo. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Heinu de kibin she'ein mikre mashem apelus achakach goyrim adin." Not pshat is that the yasidis will make her for a bas yibum, No, verkehrt, v'achshe v'ikasi b'shleim l'din yibam chalitze du'u b'laben u'meis b'loi bonim. So he says, so now she's a bas yibam. We won't permit him to be miyabim, because maybe later she will give birth to a child. And then the later will be mishana ha-matzav l'mafrei. So we'll not permit him to be miyabim. But al kolponim b'shas ma'ise in hilchis yibum b'chalitza ba'asher u'sham, she is now a bas yibum. We won't permit it to be yabum over the poor arachshash of asidus. If Eliyahu Novi would come and tell us now that there'd be maples, it would be miyabum right now also, according to Rabbi Yochanan. There's nothing wrong. She's a bas yibum. So now later, he wasn't miyabum. He gave her chalitza. Or I feel if he was miyabim and he took a chance, and lemaisa she was bapu. So this is a yibum to anishu was a bas yibum. That is what Rabbi Yochanan holds. Ulesh Lakish, he says, Reish Lakish holds punkverkehrt. The saiver de mikre shel nipul geiremadin. Punkverkehrt. That the hapole makes her a bas yibum v'chalitze. Va'achshav leko matir shel yibum. Now you don't have a matir shel yibum. Kozman, she wasn't mapu, you don't have a matir of yibum. Va'av al gav de ptura mikol. But even though later, when she will be mapu, he was miyabma, she's potter from a kol. But the matter of Yibum only becomes nischadish with the Hapole. That means Ba'asher Usham, at the present moment, I don't have the heter of Yibum. The heter of Yibum will come when she'll be matel, when she'll be matel, mapel the Yubel. So this woman is not royal yibum because the heter yibum becomes nischadish with the hapole. It's kozman, I don't have hapole, I don't have a heter yibum. So even though later if he was miyabim, we won't have to bring a kozman if she was mapul, but she is not called oyle liyibum at the present time. Because at the present time, the Ba'olam, I don't have this Heter Yibum. That is how Rav Shimon explains the Machlokes. V'boy Yisayim. Then the Gemara says, I'll tell you another Teretz. V'boy Yisayim Ekro. Another Mahalach in the Machlokes, Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rav Yochanan Sovar U'ben Ein Loi Omar Rachmonem. The Pasuk says, that if there's no ben, so then there's a mitzvah of Yibum. V'ho leslay. See, we see klo. Rabbi Yochanan says he doesn't have a ben, and Uber is not a ben. So if Uber is not a ben, so my mail says it's a din Yibum v'chalitza. V'esh lokish sova u'ben ein loy ayin olov. That the pasuk was telling us that not u'ben ein loy, that you have to be ayin olov. If there is a potential ben, then that's not called a ben einloy. So I know if you have to, she's not permitted to give you a mechalitza till you know klo that is ben einloy. Let us see Rashi. Eino tzricha chalitza min ha'achim, tahach chalitza mal yosei. Shmo chalitza, Zog de Gemara weiter. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Ein havlad shel kayoma. We learned in the Mishnah. If ein havlad shel kayoma, who also bekreivei seho. So he's also in her kreivitz. Vehi asura bekreivov. Uposlo mina kohunim. Is bishloim elididi, Rabbi Yochanan asked as follows. According to me, the amino chalitza mu'uber, chalitza's mu'uber shmo chalitza. that it has a teiras chalitza, mishimhochi poslo. So it's very good why it is poslo. It is a good chalitza. It's a memela, so it has all the dinim of chalitza, that a chalitza is psula lekune, there's a nisekhoivis, to the chalitza chalitza osay. Ela ledidoch, the amret chalitzas muuberes loishmo chalitza. But according to you, you say chalitzas muuberes loishmo chalitza, amai poslo mina kohune. So it's not a chalitza. So why is she poslo mina kohune? Amalei midarabonon ulechumre baalme. So he says you're 100% right. It's taken not a good chalitza. No, the rabbonon said it has a teiras chalitza lepoislo minakune, and they said it lechumre baalme. Let us see Rashi. Midarabonon ulechumre. Dilma osi lemishri chalutza lekohune. Maybe they'll be matar a chalutza lekohune. They gave her chalitza. Tloyodi dahavoi muberes. They were unaware that she was a muberes. So, I don't know exactly what Rashi means. The Poshit, the Rish Lakish is explaining the Mishnah. Now, in the case of the Mishnah, we were medayek before, hacholetz liyevimtoi v'nimtzeis miuberes. So the Mishnah is speaking about Bishas Chalitza, no one knew she was a muberes. So he gave Chalitza to a person who everyone was under the impression she was not a muberes. Later, she was mapu. So there's a meira de kechshash. People were made, they saw, he gave her a chalitza. Now she'll get married to a kohen. So they put two and two together. I was there by the chalitza. I saw she got chalitza. Now she's marrying a kohen. Maise rav, so I'll bring a raya from this that a chalitza is mutal a kohen. A klora maise. The loyodi davoy muberes. That's zicher the case of the Mishnah. In the case of the Machloikis Chab Yoichner Reish Lakish, where it's speaking about Achoylitz Lemuuberes, that Bishas Chalitza, they knew she was a Muuberes, there, I don't know, Klo, what the din will be, according to Reish Lakish, if she's also possibly Kohune. Could be over there, since Bishas Chalitza, everyone knew she was a muberes, and according to Reish Lakish, chalitza is muberes, loishmo chalitza. So maybe could be she's not posel lekune. Maybe a filler of loyodi maybe goes on such a case also. Those who were there by the chalitza knew that she was muberes, but perhaps other people won't know. Al kaponim, so that's how Reish Lakish has pshat. Reish Lakish says that miiker adin etaznev atoris chalitza. Now they passel taught mina kohune because people should not say that a chalutze is muta lekayim. They will not know that she was muberes. Ikedamri, eis vei Reish Lakish l'Rabbi Yochanan. That not Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan akashe from this Mishnah. Ein havlad shel kayome, hu osur bekreivei seho, vehi asure bekreivov, upsula mina kohune. So Reish Lakish said, bishleime lididi, bamina chalitzes muberes lo ishmo chalitze. So really the chalitze is not a kosher chalitze. Einu diktoni poslo mina kohune lechumra. So it says afterwards, there's an isek roivis, there's an isek psula mina kohune lechumra. The Mishnah did not mention that it's a kosher chalitza. That means the Mishnah is speaking about everything under the sun besides saying that it's a good chalitza. It's saying lechumre, there's an issa kohune, there's an issa kreivis. But it doesn't say anywhere that it's a kosher chalitza. Ela ledidoch, but according to you, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Why didn't it say the Iker Chiddush, that it's a good chalitza, ain't it tzrich chalitza min ha'achem miboyle? Why didn't the Mishnah tell us this, it's a good chalitza? Let the Mishnah tell us it's a good chalitza, and the Mela figure out that there's an Issa Koivis and Issa Kohune. Amalei, ain't a chanami. You're 100% right. The Mishnah should have said that ain't a tzrich chalitza min ha'achem, it's a good chalitza. But I did it on a reisha, loy posla, ton a safer posla. That means, in the flow of the Mishnah, it's easier to say it this way. We said the reisha speaking about if it's the yold of lach al kayoma, is loy posla. It says loy yold of lach, ain't a lach al kayoma, is posla. Ain't a chanami. Really, the Tana should have said that ain't a tzricha chalitza min ha'achem. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Hainu diktani psula ulechumre, v'loi ktani behedye ein tzrichen chalitza menachem, because you don't need chalitza menachem. Elo ledidoch, da amret chalitza mal yose, you say it's a good chalitza, lishmeinon da eine tzricha chalitza. So let him tell us that we don't, doesn't need chalitza. That's, let him tell us a good chalitza. V'ano yedane dasu, bekoivo, uposlo mina kohune. So the Gemara answers, no, he's following the flow of the lashon of the Mishnah from the Reisha. V'aydi detone Reisha loy poslo. V'loy tone chalitza, there the Mishnah doesn't speak about that you do need chalitza from the achim, you don't need chalitza, dosa lemotza lemeimer tzricha chalitza. There you can't say tzricha, shizicha doesn't need chalitza. Because, so there's nothing to talk about. She had a vlad shal kayama, so it's poshet, she doesn't need chalitza. Toninami sefer, posel loy ayri bechalitza. So just like in the reisha, he did not speak about that there's no need of chalitza, because it's poshet. So there from the Sefer also he said, he didn't mention that there's no need of chalitza. But in Emerson, that's the din in the Sefer also. Eis ve'rab yoichna reish lokish. Ein avlad shal kayom yikayim. It says in the Mishnah. If ein avlad shal kayom yikayim, it was koines as yevimtoi, and now, it's, she was maple. It's Yekayim. So Poshet Yekayim means that he's permitted to remain with her. Is Bishloim Elididi, according to me, Ba'amino Chalitza Smuberes, Shmo Chalitza, Ubiyes Muberes, Shmo Biyem, Shemochik Toni Yekayim. So he's permitted to remain with her. But according to you, that you ought chalitzes muberes loishmo chalitz, obiyas muberes loishmo biyom. So my male namshat yikayim is permitted to remain with her. Yachzer v'yivul v'yikayimi boyle. There was no yibum yet. So the Gemara answers, Ma Yekayim, that is the Taich Yekayim. Yarzer, V'yivol, V'yekayim, V'loisagi, B'lavhochi. That means that is Pshat what the Tana is telling us. The Tana is telling us, we'll see in Rashi, that the only Eitzah he has is to be Miyabim her again, and that he can't give Chalitza. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, "Ein avlad shel kayom yikayim." It says in the Mishnah, "Koines yevimtoi v'nimtzeis miberes." So, "Ein avlad shel kayom yikayim." So Rabbi Yechonon said, "According to me, it's very good." "Ein d'toni yikayim." The loy matzrich bia la'achar shepila. It's not necessary to be miyabmer again. Vim bo le garsha beget megarsha. If he wants to give her a get, he can give her a get. The iftar lo be biya kamaisa. The first biya is sufficient. U biya is muberes shmo biya. The kasalka daitach yekayim duktoni masnisen lav choivoi. It's not a choiv to be mekayim. He wants to give her a get, he can give her a get. Elahet teira. It's a heta. Bishim the toni reisha im havlad shel kayome yaitzi. If the uber is gets born, so there's a chiyuv to get rid of her. So it's saying, but if she was mapo the uber, so he's permitted to remain with her. So it's not a chiyuv, it's a heta. But according to Reish Lakish, it should tell us what you have to do. That's not that he has to be miyabmar again. The vow she's still a yibomim. So Reish Lakish said, "The loisagi belavochi." No, yikayim means yarzer v'yivul v'yikayim. The loimiftere beloy biya laachashi pila. She can't become gepatot without biya. The im lo yarzer v'yivol, if he will not be boil again, lo imotzi le miftera beget, so he can't patter her with a get. Then odom yochel lo hitzis yivimte beget, alim kein konzert chile. Can only patter a yivome beget, only if he was kindness suffers. Ubiyis muberes lav shmo biya. Ubachalitze nami loyev shele miftara, the chalitze also can't give. Hoyel mikomba kim bo'olel, since he was miyabma. So he can't give chalitze, he can't give a get. So the only thing he can do is he can be miyabma. So that's why yikayim is not a heter, it's a chiyuv. Yarzer v'yivel, that is what Reish Lakish says. That's what Reish Lakish learns pshat in Yikai. Now, let us just be ma'oire ha'ore what the achroinim ha'ma'oire on this Rashi. Rashi is marich over here. And after the Ariches, we have a big problem. Rashi makes a cheshbin that Bias Mu'uberes, according to Reish Lakish, does not have a Teiris Yibum. He's not Teiris, for sure. So Mamela Sorashi says, so he can't pater her with a get, because there was no Yibum. Without Yibum, you can't pater her with a get. Fine. Then Rashi says, B'chalitze nami le'ev shelem iftara. So let her give chalitze. Why does the Mishnah say yikayim, you have to make yibum? Hoyol mikom bakim bole. So it would seem that Rashi is saying, because midarabonon, he was miyabma. Midarabonon, he was miyabma. That means they gave it, just like we said, chalitze smuberes, loishmo chalitze. Afal pikein, the chaps and the sekrevis. Afal pikein, there's an issa kohune. So, midarabonon, they gave it a teiris chalitza lechumre. So, midarabonon, they gave it a teiris yibum lechumre. So, if it's a teiris yibum lechumre, so chalitza can't help. But kan, shoyel aben, what's the problem? And the yibum derabonon, give her a get. And it's midarabonon, it's a yibum, fine, so give her a get. So, and then on the Zika de Yeraisa, give her chalitza. And it would seem from Rashi that a get and chalitza also would not help. And that's the pashtus of the Lashon HaGemore. The pashtus of the Lashon of the Gemore is that the only Eitze is Yarzer v'Yivel v'Yikayim. That's the mission. The only Eitze is you have to be Miyabim. L'chayre, why do you have to be Miyabim? You could go and give chalitze, and maybe the rabbon, and there was a yibum. So give a get. Give a get on the yibum. We had once mentioned, I'd once wanted to say a chiddush, perhaps according to this, the achronim asked this kasha on Rashi. What is pshat in Rashi? We had once mentioned, I wanted to say a chiddush, that be'emesin, The Gemara, we have the Gemara before. The Gemara says that Olakocha loy leisha v'yibma melamed shemegarsha beget melamed shemegarsha beget. And Rashi says, just like an isha, you give a get, her you also give a get. You don't have to give her chalitza. Then the Gemara says pshite. So the Gemara says, no, I would think v'yibma adayim yibumim rishayim aleo. If the yibum, she's still a yevame. B'chalitza en beget loy. So since she's a yevame, you would need chalitza, not a get. Kamash malam. She wanted to explain the Gemara as follows. That the Emerson, the Gemara in Kedushin, has a hava mina that one should be able to give a get to a yevame before yibum. Madoch eishes ish shein the yoytze bechalitza yoytze beget is yevame she yoytze bechalitza and din sheteitze beget. So what brings a drosha nal ein midiachin eloy. So we see the Gemara a hava mina that a get from the yavon should be able to pater the eishes hameis. And you should be able to pater with a get. The Gemara brings a miyut that a get does not pater the eishes hameis. Now, the Gemara says, I would think v'yibmo adayim yibumim rishonim ale. So it could be the Gemara means that after yibum, she still is a yibum. And after yibum, you have to be mata the eishes hameis. The eishes hameis still didn't go off. She's still as the kukye to be mata the eishes hameis. But after yibum, the pasuk tells us matire ishus are mata the eishes hameis. That means nase ke ishtei lechol dava melamed shemigarsha beget, that now only a get can take off the eishes hameis, but chalitza cannot take off the eishes hameis. So im keinem anachnu, so it comes out that yibum is mechadish, that chalitza doesn't help anymore. To be matter the eishes hameis. After yibum, only a get is matter the eishes hameis, and chalitza will not be matter the eishes hameis. So if that is true, so then Rashi is beautiful. Midarabonon, they gave a yibum of a muberes, a shmo yibum. That it be midarabonon has a teres yibum, lechumre, and not lekule. So that means like this, yibum brings it with itself a chumre, the chalitza can be matadeishes hameis anymore. It brings with itself a kule, and now a get could be matadeishes hameis. But over here, we only have a yibum lechumre and not lekule. So therefore, chalitza will not help anymore to be matadeishes hameis, because lechumre, it's after yibum already. Get will not help to be matter the eishes hameis because it's only a yibum lechumre, not lekula. So therefore, the only way we can be matter the eishes hameis is only to make a new yibum, and then we'll be able to be matter her with a get. Perhaps that is pshat and rashi. Let us go further in the Gemara. The other way around, that from this bove reish lokish estakash in Rabbi Yochanan. Ein avlad shel kayoma. The Mishnah says, if ein avlad shel kayoma, he was miyabim ho, he was kainis ho, yikayim. Is bishloi meledi di daminach litzes muberes loishmo chlitzo biyas muberes loishmo biya. Hainu diktoni yikayim. What does yikayim mean? Yarzer biyivol biyikayim. Yikayim is a tzivui, not a passive heter. He's permitted to be mekayim. Loi sagi belavochi. He has to be miyabim her again. Doch, but according to you, she's his wife already. So what are you telling me? What should happen now? Rotza yoitz. If he wants, I can give her a get. Rotza yikayim iboile. What's a yikayim? He's telling us what he has to do. He has a breira what to do. So Rabbi Yechanan answered him, ein ochinami. You're right. it should have said Rotze Yoitzi, Rotze Yikayim. I did it on Ireshi Yoitzi. He wants to differentiate. If she had a Vlatzel Kayomo, so there the din is Bedavki Yoitzi. Tananami Sefer Yikayim. Here, he doesn't have to be Moitzi. If he wants, he could be Mikayim. What does Rashi say? Rotze Yoitzi beget, Rotze Yikayim Iboilei. Meisvei akainis es yevimtoi venimtseis muuberes. A person was miyavim yevimtoi venimtseis muuberes. Hareizu. So we had over here two things. He was miyavim, and then later we found she's muuberes. Hareizu loiti nosei tzoroso. So the tzoro of the yevome is not permitted to get married l'shuk. Shema Yehei Vlad Ben Kayomo, because maybe she'll give birth to a Vlad Ben Kayomim. So the Gemara asks, Adarabe, that's a reason for not being permitted to get married? Ki Avi Vlad Ben Kayomo Miftara Tzaros. The Tzare is because if it'll be a Vlad Shal Kayomim, so Memela, there's no reason at all why the Tzare should not be permitted to get married. Ella Amos, we have to make a grace in the braise. Shema lo yehei avlad ben kayom. Maybe it will not be avlad ben kayom. If it will not be avlad ben kayom, so then the only thing which is matter the tzore to get married is the yibum. And so, and it is not a yibum, because abi is muberes lo yishma biyeh. So that's a raya to Resh Lakish. The Gemara asks, V'i salke daitoch, b'yis muberesh shmo b'yom. But if you'll say, b'yis muberesh shmo b'yom, amai loiti no say, tzoroso. But if you hold b'yis muberesh shmo b'yom, why can't the tzoro get married? Tifta b'b'yis shal chavotom. So let the b'yom help. Omar Abaye, so Abaye said as far, so Tamir de Kekasha and Rabbi Yochanan. Omar Abaye, Bebiye, Kula Aume Loi Pligi de Loi Potro. So now Abaye is coming to say that, Afilu, according to Rabbi Yochanan, since Bepoil, he's not permitted to be miyabim, because we zicher have to be chayish, more than chayish, there's a roiv, that roiv noshim muboris are meile davlad shel kayome. So meile, one is not permitted zicher to be miyabim. So meile, she is not considered oile liyibum. This woman is not called Oyla Liyibu. Is ki pligi bechalitze, the whole machloikis. Abyeichen Resh Lakish is if he gave her chalitze. Abyeichen in sova chalitze smu beres shmo chalitze. Bia smu beres loy shmo bia. Resh Lakish sova bia smu beres loy shmo bia. Chalitze smu beres loy shmo chalitze. So Abaye was mechadish now, that a filu according to Rabbi Yochanan bias muberes lo yishma biyim. Now, so memela, so that is why if he was miyabim and eyevome, then it's nimtzeis muberes, so this biye cannot pater hatzor. So therefore it says, hakainis is yivim toiv and nimtzeis muberes, is sarosa lo yitinose. Because the biye cannot part of the tzara, according to Rabbi Yochanan. So Rove asked an Abaye, if you tell me according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the Isser Yibum creates that she's not oil of the Yibum, that the Yibum doesn't help, Manavshech ibis muberish mobiye, then chalitzis muberish mo chalitz. Then can understand Rabbi Yechonit. The ibis muberes loish mobiye, but if you're telling me that bias muberes loish mobiye, and that's why it's not mafkiya the zike from the tzore, is chalitzis muberes nami loish mo chalitz, so then the chalitz also can help. So Rava says, we can't say Yopsha. We can't say according to Rava, we can't say according to Rabbi Yochanan that the Yibum doesn't patter. Because if the Yibum wouldn't patter, then the Chalitza also wouldn't patter. Hello, Marove, Hachikoma. Akoines Yevim Toy, Venim Seis Muberes, Arezu, Loitinosi Tzoros. The Tzore is not permitted to get married. Why? Shemo Yehei Vlad Ben Kayome. Maybe it'll be a Vlad Ben Kayome. Like we said before. And what'll be if it will be a Vlad ben Kayome, ubiyis muberes loishma biya bachlitzis muberes loishma chalitz. Then everyone holds, if later, eventually she give birth to a child, so memela the bi in the chalitz is worthless. It only is called a ben when it's yeitzi lavir ha'olam. So Memela, that is Pshat in the Baraisa, according to Rabbi Yochanan. We take the Baraisa Kipshutai, that the Tzora cannot get married Beshuk, because Shemotei Vlad Shel Kayome. The Mitzvah Vlad Shel Kayome, so the B and Chalitza that were done with her are worthless. So the only thing that can be Matal the Shuk is the Vlad. Veina Ben Poyta Chaitzi Laviro Ilom. Tanya kevosei derove, hakoines yevimtoi, venimtseis muberes, hareizu loitinosi tzaros, sheme yevlad ben kayomem, vein bia bachalitza poiteres, el vlad poiter, so here bia bachalitza don't pater, here only the vlad can poiter, va vlad eine poitra, chi yeitze laviro ilom. So for Kertz, so this is the teretz according to Rabbi Yochanan. So now the Gemara says, so this is a kasha an Rish Lakish. So let us learn the Baraisa again. The Baraisa says, why can the Tzore not get married? Taima de Shemo Yehei Vlad Ben Kayomahu. So that's why the Tzore can't get married, because maybe it'll be a Vlad Shel Kayomah, and a Vlad in a point that she hates Avirola. Holoi Havi Vlad Ben Kayomah, but it would seem, what would be if it's not a Vlad Ben Kayomah? Miftel Tzorosa. Is Leimet Evit Yufta the Rosh Lakish? It would seem that Chalitzis Muberes Shmo, Chalitz, Abis Muberes Shmo Biya. No, you have to learn Shan the Braise as follows. Hakoinis Yevim Tevenimtsis Muberes, Hareizu Loitinosei Tzoroso, Shemelo Yehei Vlad Ben Kayome. She can't get married because maybe it won't be a Vlad Shel Kayome. And if it won't be a Vlad Shel Kayome, Vachalitzis Muberes Loishmo Chalitze, Ubiyis Muberes Loishmo Biyem. So memele, if it won't be a Vlad Shel Kayomo, so then we have to, what will be matter her? The bias muberes loishma bia. Vim toimer haloich acharoiv nafshi. Ah, you'll tell me, why should you think that she'll be maple? Roiv noshim are not maple, but roiv noshim vlad ma'al ye yoldom. So memele, so let her be permitted to get married mitzad vlad. Vlad ain't paita chi yeitzi lavir ha'ilom. The vlad isn't paita only chi yeitzi lavir ha'ilom. So memele, you don't have any matter whatsoever. The matter of yibum you don't have afilu, it she will be mapu. And the matter of Vlad you don't have, because in the Vlad Poyter she ate sel avir ha'ilam. Let us see Rashi. אלא שמה לא יהי ולד של קיום, וגוירס נדברת ברסי רשי, אלא שמה לא יהי ולד של קיום, ונמצאיס זקוקו ליובו, and she zokok liyom, ubiyas mul beres, lo ishmo biya, that was a raya to Reish Lakish. Tachol ha'oyla liyibum, de biyosa peitrosa, oyla lachlitza, de chsibim layach betzish lakachas yivim, tei vacholza. It means, nisha, that's a bas yibum, is a bas chalitza. Shema yeyav lad shol kayomit, ובייס מוברס בבלד של קיונם, סבי יחלן צד, נו, יפתא בגרש שמה יהיה בלד של קיומי. ובייס מוברס בבלד של קיומי, לדברי הקל, לא ישמע ביה. The time of רבי יחלן, the only reason of רבי יחלן, the רבי יחלן צד, לבייס מוברס שמע ביה, בשום שמה יובי אלו יובי, ויובי מר נפל הבוי. Neil is going to tell us that it's a neifel. Because Umayshi was the male of Vlad Shal Kayom. So now the Gemara is Takasha and Reish Lakish. Holo yehei Vlad Shal Kayom. Dilma freye bas yibumi. Ave miftere tzaros. Mitzach lachs blivulache shipilom. Amalach Reish Lakish, hachitani, kloima, loiktani shema yehei vlad shal kayome, or shema lo yehei. Maybe it won't be a vlad shal kayome. I diktani seifa vlad eine poita, the mashmu shal kayome mairi, hachikama. Vimteima haloich acha roiv noshim vlad mal yeyodam. Nehei dibiyosa loipotra miyupture mishma vlad. So that the Sabrais is Messiah, Avlad ein Poiter, Achieitzel Avir Ho'ilom. Let us see Taisus. Acholet liyevimtoi v'nimtseis mu'uberes. So we mentioned before when we learned the Mishnah seems to be speaking about a case that Bishas Chalitza, we were unaware that she was mu'uberes. And later we found that she was Muberes. Why didn't the Mishnah say Acholetz Muberes? Kidin Nokat Migmore. Shem de Rebusi. V'af Agav V'loi Havi Hoye Ubro Niker B'Shas Chalitze. V'Nires Chalitze Me'ulo. Afilo ochi loy poslo bizman shavlad shal kayom. So Taisvah says he chapped on to say nimtzeis muberes to tell us a chiddush in the reisha that even though in the reisha later she had a even though b'shas chalitze it was niris. That she's not Muberes, Afal Pikein, since later she had a child, so, Avlachal Kayoma, so Lamaisa, she's not Posel Mina Kohune. Ubigmore, even though it was Niris Kechalitzimula, Bigmore Noket Namila Muberes, The Gemara in the Machlekes Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, the Gemara chapton acholet l'muberes, l'revuse, b'afal pisha hukar ubro, kibin shehi pilo chalitza mal yosa habyep. The revuse the Rabbi Yechonim, that even though it was hukar ubro, afal piken if it was a pila, so it's a chalitza mal yosa. Inami nokat nimtzeis, mishum seife, Now, Taisa says another reason why the Mishnah said Nimtzeis. Tohosam loimotzi lemisni akoinis liyevemte miuberes, dimkein meizitu v'loi mechayev kolben, v'loi shov midiyoseyu. So Taisa says, it says in the Sefer, that if it was koinis yuvemte, and later she had a vlad shel kayomet, so they have to bring a kol. So Tosfos is saying this whole halacha only applies if Bishas he was kindness her, he was unaware that she's Muberes. But if he was aware that she's a Muberes and he was still Miyabim her, even though there are tzodim that could be, there's no Isar Eishesoch, because could be she'll be Mapu, but Roiv Noshim, they have a Vlad Ma'alyan. So this person does not have a schus to bring a korban. He's not called shov midiyosoi. That means if being aware that there is a, there's stodim ha'isa, more than this stodim ha'isa, there's a roiv that tell us mistomet will be an eishesach, mistomet shall have a vlad shel kayomet. So he has a din mezid that he can bring a korban. So that's why the Mishnah had to specify Hakoynes Yevimtei Venimtzeis Miuberes. So he chapped on Venimtzeis to leave Hakoynes. Venimtzeis Miuberes. So Taisu says Becholetz Toich Gimel Chadoshim Ayri. Dum Yedeseife Da Hakoynes Yevimtei Da Ayri Toich Gimel Chadoshim. Was Toich Gimel Chadoshim. The I la acha gimel amai chayev kolb, kiven de roiv noshin ubra nikel lishlish, vizu hoyel voloi huka ibra mai havelei lemevad. So this is a meiridike Tosfos. Tosfos is saying as follows. Tosfos is saying that when a person, the Mishnah is speaking about a koines mu'uberes, is speaking about it was toich gimel. So toich gimel means as follows. Mitzad echod, he did not see any simone ibo. Mitzad acher, he was aware that there's a possibility that she is mu'uberes, but it wasn't nikah till three chadoshim. It's not nikah if she's muberes or not. So memele, when he went and he was kainisar, this person is not called an onus because he was aware. I mean, she had a husband. They were married 25 years. They didn't have any children. This is gaulish. Could be lemaise. She is muberes now. So this person has a din of a shaygik, and if later it'll be nimtzeis mu'uberes, so then the halacha is that he'll have to bring a korban. That's if he was koinesar toich gimul chadoshim, which there was no birul that she was not mu'uberes. So he has a din of a shaygik. But what happens if he waited gimul chadoshim, and it was loihuka ubro? So now we'll ask a shayla, is he mechuyev to be chayish? Maybe she's muberes. So he asks a shayla the Rav, am I mechuyev? Maybe she's muberes. So the Rav tells him, shayma shayma, why do you have to be chayish? Roiv noshim huka ubron lishlish yemein. So memele, if this woman would be muberes, there would be simone ibran her, since there are no simone whatsoever. So I have a birul of roi that's telling me that she's not muberes. So you're allowed to be miyabma. No shayla about it. Zrisa magdim lemitzvah. Be miyabma. He was miyabma, huh? And then later, by the fourth month, we see that she was muberes. So this person is not a shoygig. This person is an onus. That means if the gidrei ha-toire permit him to do this pu'ule, so memele, so he's an onus. An onus doesn't bring a korban. Chiyagavna omrinim bishvue prat la onus, gabi shaloi bishas vesta. There the Gemara says that if a person was boil on Isha, and beemtza abiyah was pirsonide, and he was boil or bishas nidosa, but he was unaware that she's a nide. So the din is, he's also potter from a korban. There is also a mistoma. There's a roi there's a chazoke she recheskestare. So memele, he didn't have to think. He could stall her on chazoke. He wasn't mechuyev to clear. He wasn't mechuyev to clear. Maybe she'll become a nida. It's shaloi bishas vesta. So memele wasn't mechuyev to clear. He was permitted to rely on roiv or chazoke. So memele, so yose is a dinonus. Vimtaima. Taisvis asks, so the whole Mishnah is speaking about that he was kindness or chaylitz teich gimul chadosh. Because if slach gimul chadosh, he wouldn't be mechuyi bakol. Im kain, so Taisvis says, im ein havlad shal kayom. If she was mapel, amai osa bekay veseha, the teich shloisha chadoshim lab chalitzehi. It's taka apostle le chalitze. Dos nan le kamon, ayevome loi tachloitz ve loi tisyabe, achi yiu lo gimul chadoshim. One is not permitted to be miyabim, and one is not permitted to give chalitze either, achi yiu lo gimul chadoshim. He's not permitted to be miyabim her. That means he's not permitted to be yabim her. Who says that maybe she's muberes, maybe not. So till the first vichadoshim, he's not permitted to be yabim. So the Gemara says, kol she'ein oila liyibum, ein oila lachalitze. So lemaise, so the chalitze also doesn't help. It's a different time, because there's an Issa Yibam al Tzavchone. So if that is the case, so why is the Chalitza good? Well, according to Rabbi Yochanan, then the Chalitza shouldn't be good, because she's not Oilel Yibam, it's not Oilel Chalitza. But Oimari, the Nehei, the Lav Chalitza, he takets Apostle Chalitza, Mikomakam also Bekrei Beisel, given me the raisa havi chalitza. That means zikha is an isa havchone. That havchone prevents them from making yibum. And because of this isa havchone, it's apostle chalitza midarabonon. But al kuponim min a toira tsa kosher chalitza. Given the raisa havi chalitza. Void the Yeved im Chotza fil midrabanan and it's Richa Chalitza Cheres. And Taisvah says a second Teretz, that what the Gemara says, that one should not give Chalitza, means Lechatchila one shouldn't give Chalitza, because since Lechatchila one is not permitted to be Miyabim al Tzavchone, so therefore one shouldn't give Chalitza also. You have to wait gimul chadoshim. He don't need chalitza over again. So Taisus is machadish in the second teretz. That what the Gemara says, that you can't give chalitza, is only lechatchila. It's not ein oila lechalitza. But with the Yevid, the Chalitza will help. Rabbi Kivege brings a raya to the second teretz of Taisvitz. He says, because the Gemara es Resh Lakish es Takashe an Rabbi Yochanan. It says in the Mishnah that if he gave a Chalitza, es Resh Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, ein avlad shel kayome, who also b'kroi v'yisel, v'yasura b'kroi v'ov, u'posle min ha'kohune. Is b'shloi miladi di damin ha'chlitzes m'beres, loy shimo ha'chlitze, ha'ine duktoni posle min ha'kohune l'chum. It says it's only a chlitze that passes min ha'kohune. V'loy k'toni ein ha'tzricha chlitze min ha'chem. It doesn't say you don't need chlitze min ha'chem, because you do need chlitze. Ela ledidoch, but according to you that it's a good chalitza, ain't a tzricha chalitza menachem iboile. The Mishnah should have said there's no need to make chalitza. So Frekta Bekevega, according to the first teretz of Taisvis says that midrabonon it's apostle chalitza. Afil according to Rabbi Yochanan. because there's an issa yibum al tzavchone, so midarabon it's apostle, so you do need chalitze. So what is Rabbi Yochanan asking on Resh Lakish, according to, what is Resh Lakish asking on Rabbi Yochanan, that according to you, the Mishnah sort of said, there's no need of chalitze. I feel according to Rabbi Yochanan, you need chalitze. Because it was ain't in the first week Hadoshim, since it was ain't oila le yibum al tzavchone, so memele, it's ain't oila le chalitze. Tzricha chalitze min ha'achim. Now this is the lashon of Resh Lakish is moiridik modne. It's not a chalitz. It's tzricha chalitz min ha'achim. So Tosfos says lav davke min ha'achim. Do it in lepoke zikas achilat. He can also give chalitz. So it's lav davke. Inami min ha'achim shal meiskom. We don't have to say lav davke. The first chalitz is also included in achim, because all the achim of the meis. That's what Tosfos says. But the Rishonim are chalik on Tosfos. The Ritva says that Fakert, since he gave chalitze, so legabi the chalitz alone, he's not oil liyibum legabi himself, because he gave a chalitze. So the chalitz al kaponim hinders him to make a chalitze kshere, because legabi him there's a lo yivne, and kivin shalei boni shub lo yivne, so therefore we need chalitze davke from the brothers, not from him. The chalitze from the brothers is a more chashev chalitze than the chalitze from the chaylitz, because legabi the chaylitz is considered ein oile liyibum. Legabi the brothers it's considered oile liyibum. So therefore the Mishnah said bedavke tzricha chalitze min ha'ach.